Listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. future. She said,
let me sleep.
Let me sleep in the morning.
Let me sleep.
Let me sleep all night long.
Let me sleep.
Let me sleep without warning.
Let me sleep.
Let me sleep right through the song.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now.
They're getting closer.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
Happy Wednesday, everybody. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Watch This. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. It's a movie show. I'm going to do five flicks today. I've got five movies for you. I got the soundtracks. I got the trailers. I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I like each and every one of them, including one of my favorites for Christmas. It's a Wonderful Life. We're going to start off with that, and then we will move into Lost in Translation, The Departed, Pirate Radio, or The Boat That Rocked. And then finally, Won't You Be My Neighbor, which came out this year, the Mr. Rogers documentary movie. It's Watch This here on WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening to your freeform radio station. My name's Chris Earle, here with you till 7 p.m.
Yeah. lost all my money. Screamed out by my honey. Things was getting worse. Things was getting worse. Things was getting worse. Things was getting worse.
Thanks for listening to Watch This. Flick number one is It's a Wonderful Life from 1946. It's got an 8.6 out of 10 rating on IMDb. It is a drama. It is a family movie. It is a fantasy. It's also a holiday movie. It came out in the USA, January 7th, 1947. It was made in 1946. It stars Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. And if you've been around for a few Christmases, a lot of people watch this one on Christmas. And this is one of my favorite Christmas movies, if not my favorite. I'd say it's my favorite, actually. It's actually playing near Medford here. It's actually playing at the Strand in Clinton at 7 p.m. So that's kind of fun. Go see it in a theater for a change. But it is in the public domain, so this movie shows up a lot over the last few years, and that's why a lot of people know it. Great movie. It's by Frank Capra. The writer was Francis Goodrich and Albert Hackett. And again, directed by Frank Capra, who did a whole bunch of feel-good movies and was one of the great directors of Hollywood. He died back in the 90s at the age of 94. And he won three Oscars in his lifetime. He got a Lifetime Achievement Award. He was Best Director for Mr. Deeds Go to Town and You Can't Take It With You. Another fantastic movie that won an Oscar for Best Picture. And also Best Director for It Happened One Night, which is a great flick as well. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Lady for a Day, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. Yeah, that's Frank Capra. I'll give you a little information on It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Christmas fantasy comedy drama produced and directed by Frank Capra based on a short story and booklet called The Greatest Gift, which a guy named Philip Van Doren Stern wrote in 1939, and then it was published privately in 1945. It's Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey. He's a man who's given up his dreams in order to help others, and who's imminent suicide on Christmas Eve brings about the intervention of his guardian angel, Clarence. Clarence shows George all the lives he's touched and how different the community of Bedford Falls would be if he had never been born. So he actually gives him a great gift, a world in which he has never been born. And then George eventually decides, you know what? I'm glad I was born. Despite all the crap that I went through in life, is distributed by RKO Radio Pictures, which is one of the great distribution companies in early Hollywood. Again, released Christmas, December 20th, 1946 in the USA in the first week of January 1947. Its running time was 2 hours and 10 minutes and 24 seconds. It had a budget of $3.18 million and it made a box office of $3.3 million. So it barely made its money back over the years. But it's become a holiday favorite for a lot of people. In the background is the suite for It's a Wonderful Life. Let's listen to a little bit. I'll tell you a little bit more about It's a Wonderful Life. It's Watch This here on WMFO in Medford.
Wonderful life, I have more than my share. See me walking around on air because you care. Seventh heaven isn't up so far. I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life. Let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be because you're mine. cloud in the sky. Mr. Cupid just winked his eye, and you walked by. It's a wonderful life. I have more than my share. See me walking around on air because you care.
It's a Wonderful Life here on Watch This, my flick number one here for you. I'm going to play you a little clip from It's a Wonderful Life, too. Again, Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed is just gorgeous in it. Jimmy Stewart does a great job. He's very emotional in it, though. Bedford Falls is a looks like a fun place to live for the most part. But it's one of my favorite Christmas movies, if not my favorite. And a lot of others, too. Anyway, here's a clip from It's a Wonderful Life. Check it out on Watch This, and then we're going on to flick number two.
Clarence! Help me, Clarence! Get me back! back to my wife and kids. Help me, Terrence, please. Please. I want to live again. I want to live again. I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again. Hey, George! George! You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You...
George. Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you... My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's pedals! Zuzu... There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas!
In jail.
Go on home. They're waiting for you.
Mary! 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 Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner.
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know, $8,000.
George, I've got a little paper.
I'll bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to jail. Merry Christmas. Reporters, where's Mary? Mary! Oh, look at this wonderful old drafty house. Mary! Mary! Mary, have you seen my wife?
Mary, yes, Mary, Daddy. Daddy. Daddy and Daddy.
Kids! Hey! Oh. Kids, Janie, Tommy. Oh, look at you. Oh, I could eat you up. Where's your mother?
So we're looking for you.
With Uncle Billy.
Daddy!
Zuzu, my little ginger snap, how do you feel?
Fine. Not a smidge of temperature.
Not a smidge of hallelujah.
Hello. George.
George.
Mary, darling. Mary. George, darling. Where are you? George.
Let me touch
you.
Are you real?
George.
Well, you have no idea what happened to me.
You have no idea what happened. Well, come on, George. Come on downstairs. Quick,
all right.
Run away. Come on. Come on in here now. Now you stand right over here by the tree. Right there. And don't move. Don't move.
What's happening?
Oh, I hear them coming in. George, it's a miracle. It's a miracle.
What's happening?
Who's gonna come, Daddy?
Who's Daddy?
Come in, Uncle Billy. Everybody in here.
George, Mary did it. She told some people you were in trouble with it. They scattered all over town collecting money. Didn't ask any questions, just said, George in trouble. And tell me, you never saw anything like it. Spread like this.
Another run-in, babe. Here, George. Merry Christmas.
Now, don't push. There we are. The line farms on the right.
Move on to flick number two. It's Lost in Translation. 60 years later, about 2003, here on Watch This with Chris Earle.
For relaxing times, make it Suntory time.
Cut! 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 Cut!
時間がないんだよ。ね、パッションが。カメラ、テンション上げて。
With intensity.
Is that everything? It seemed like you said more than that.
Mr. Bob Hope!
だな、ボブ。
You are a movie star.
Yes, movie. I should be doing movies.
Yeah. You know Rat Pack?
Rat Pack?
Rat Pack. A ring-a-ding-ding.
Mr. Harry, Mr. Kazuo sent me my stocking. Lip them.
What?
Hey, lip my stocking.
Lip them? What? What are you doing?
My husband's a photographer, so he's here working. I wasn't doing anything, so I came along.
What do you do?
I'm not sure yet, actually. What are you doing here?
Getting paid $2 million to endorse a whiskey. The good news is the whiskey works.
Can you keep a secret? I'm trying to organize a prison break. We'd have to first get out of this bar, then the city, and then the country. Are you in or are you out?
I'm in.
Sorry, I'm out.
You're probably just having a midlife crisis. Did you buy a Porsche?
You know, I was thinking about buying a Porsche.
I just don't know what I'm supposed to be.
You'll figure that out. The more you know who you are and what you want, the less you let things upset you.
You really are having a midlife crisis, huh?
This here with you until 7 p.m. Flick number two, Lost in Translation from 2003, starring Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, about peace, love, and understanding. Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Harris.
Thanks. This is hard. I could feel at the time there was no way of knowing. Fallen leaves in the night, who can say where they're blowing? As free as the wind, hopefully learning why the sea on the tide has no way of turning. More than this, you know there's nothing. More than this, tell me one thing. More than this, ooh, there's nothing.
What can I get you?
I'm not sure.
For relaxing times, make it Suntory
time.
I'll have a vodka tonic. Okay. Thanks. So what are you doing here?
A couple of things. Taking a break from my wife, forgetting my son's birthday, and getting paid $2 million to endorse a whiskey when I could be doing a play somewhere.
Oh.
But the good news is the whiskey works. What are you doing?
My husband's a photographer, so he's here working, and I wasn't doing anything, so I came along, and we have some friends that live here.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
Oh, thank you. 2 years.
25 long ones.
Mm. You're probably just having a midlife crisis. Did you buy a Porsche yet?
You know, I was thinking about buying a Porsche.
In 25 years, it's a, well, it's impressive.
Well, you figure you sleep 1/3 of your life, that knocks off 8 years of marriage right there. So you're, you know, you're down to 16 and change, and you know, you're just a teenager at marriage. You can drive it, but you can, there's still the occasional accident.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm not sure yet, actually. I just graduated last spring.
What did you study?
Philosophy.
Yeah, there's a good buck in that racket.
Yeah. Well, so far it's pro bono.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure out the angles.
Yeah. I hope your Porsche works out. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Kanpai.
I wish I could sleep.
Oh, me too.
Lost in Translation from 2003. We jumped about 60 years from It's a Wonderful Life. You're listening to Watch This with Chris Earle on WMFO here in Medford. Lost in Translation is a romantic comedy drama written and directed by Sofia Coppola, which is Francis Ford Coppola's daughter. Starred Bill Murray as aging actor Bob Harris. He befriends college graduate Charlotte in a Tokyo hotel. He's going through a midlife crisis, and she's going through a quarter-life crisis. It was nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor for Bill Murray, Best Director for Coppola, and Coppola won Best Original Screenplay. Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson each won a BAFTA Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role and Best Actress in a Leading Role. Film grossed $119 million on a budget of $4 million, distributed by Focus Features. One of 3 movies today distributed by Focus Features. Anna Faris shows up in here. She's very funny. As a actress who is also hanging out in the hotel with Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson. And Giovanni Ribisi plays Scarlett Johansson's husband, the photographer, who's never around the hotel. He's always off doing his own thing while she's out hanging out with Bill Murray as he films a commercial and they're looking for something to do in between. So again, it's a romantic comedy drama. And I love this movie. It's a really cool, cool movie. It's kind of a slow burn, the way that it's set up, and it's kind of hypnotic. It's set in Japan, so you have a couple of American actors that are working in Japan, as well as the wife of a photographer who's working in Japan. And that translation's lost because they don't understand many of the things that's going on around them. But you slowly learn over time that being human, it doesn't matter what language you speak. We all have the same feelings. We feel the same about relationships. There's one great moment where Bill Murray is just hanging around with this old person, and he's laughing. He's laughing hysterically, the old person. And they can't understand one another, but they're just smiling and sitting with one another as they wait at the hospital together. And then, of course, that famous last scene of the movie. If you haven't seen it, I won't spoil it, but there's a famous final scene in this flick, which is open to interpretation. That's Jesus and Mary Chain in the background with Just Like Honey from the soundtrack of Lost in Translation. Soundtrack's very good, too. This is My Bloody Valentine in the background. There's not a whole lot of music. There's a lot of quiet moments. And there's kind of like dream mixes in the movie. But this soundtrack's pretty important. A lot of the songs are very important in this movie. Brass in Pocket, Peace, Love, and Understanding, More Than This. It's got a 95% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got a 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb. Again, it's about a faded movie star and a neglected young woman who form an unlikely bond after crossing paths at a hotel in Tokyo. And it's become one of my favorite movies of the millennium. Middle-aged American movie star Bob Harris is in Tokyo to promote Suntory whiskey solely for Japanese market, like a lot of aging American actors do. He's past his movie star prime, but his name and image still have enough oomph to have gotten him a $2 million job. He has an unsatisfying home life where his wife follows him wherever he goes in the form of messages and faxes. There's one point where she sends him a whole bunch of rug samples for him to pick out, and she knows exactly what she wants, but she sends it to him anyway. Staying at the same upscale hotel is fellow American, 20-something Yale philosophy graduate student Charlotte, and her husband John, who's a photographer on assignment in Japan. She's largely left to her own devices in the city, especially when the photographer takes his job out of Tokyo. So Bob and Charlotte feel lost in their current situations, and it's not helped by the cultural barrier they feel in Tokyo. It's rated R. It's got a little language in it. It's a great movie. A little bit of nudity in it at one point. Sofia Coppola wrote the movie specifically for Bill Murray and said if he turned it down, she was going to make the movie. I find that hard to believe, but Bill Murray said this is his favorite film of all time. Scarlett Johansson was only 17 at the time of filming, even though her character is supposed to be 22 or 23. They never actually introduce themselves to one another. Bob never says, "I'm Bob," and Charlotte never says, "I'm Charlotte." The entire budget, again, was $4 million, grossed $44.5 million in North America and $119.7 worldwide. The film was one of the first ones to be shot in high-definition video. According to Francis Ford Coppola, it was the future. She chose the film because it feels more romantic. That's why Sofia Coppola decided to shoot it. And Japan looks beautiful. And I have no interest in ever going to Japan. But after this film, I'm like, yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll go to Japan. I know it's beautiful there, and I know the city's supposed to be great, but too far away for me. It's just me getting older. I love to travel, but I really didn't. That's Japan's down on the list for me. Even when I had a friend there who spoke Japanese, I didn't want to go out there. But anyway, looks great. It was filmed only in 27 days. Bill Murray, who's notorious for an automated voicemail box where you can reach him with an 800 number that he gives out sparingly, got calls from Sofia Coppola over and over and over again before he finally called back to discuss her offer to cast him as the star of the movie. So she was persistent with him. In the film, Bob and Charlotte don't actually exchange dialogue with one another until 32 minutes in. So you get to see his life and her life, and then they finally start hanging out together, and you're in with them. It's almost like you're a part of the group together. It's a very romantic movie, and it's a very... it's kind of a sad and depressing movie at some points, too, but it's a beautiful movie. It's one of the more beautiful films that I think I've seen in my life. And it's worth checking out every few years. I bought this one on video after I saw it in the theaters and got it on DVD. And I watch it every couple of years or so. I recently watched it with my cousin, and he loves this movie as well. And it's just worth checking out. So again, Lost in Translation. It's Watch This here on WMFO in Medford, Mass. We're going to move on to flick number three. Thank you for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
We're going to move on to flick number three. It's from 2006. It is a drama mystery story, and it also has a lot of comedy in it. And a gangster picture. It's The Departed here on Watch This.
When I was your age, they would say we could become cops or criminals. What I'm saying is this. When you're facing a loaded gun, what's the difference?
This is not the regular police! Stay, please.
We are an elite unit.
This is who we're after.
Frank Costello.
You won't be paid as a regular cop, but there's a bonus involved.
So what do I do?
You will not ever know the identity of undercover people.
You have anyone in with Costello presently?
Maybe.
Do you know who I am?
Maybe not.
When I have my associates search you.
That was quick. You think he's dead already?
Get your hands off me!
I think we could work something out.
We are all convinced that Costello has at least one mole inside the Special Investigations Unit.
There are parts of my job I can't talk to you about.
Red, you are trouble.
You don't know the half of it.
You better get organized, quick.
Hey, last time I checked, I tipped you off and you're not in jail.
Getting the feeling we got a cop in my crew.
Soon a lady's gonna find out who I am, and he's gonna kill me.
I can get the rat. You just gotta let me do it my way.
If you don't, it won't be me who pays for it.